Hey, welcome to another day with Jesus, a podcast brought from the Word of God by Pastor Preji. As you tune in, place yourself before God and receive from Him.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new day. Are you happy to be in the presence of the Lord? Are you happy to receive fresh manna from the table of the Lord, from the presence of the Lord, from the heart of the Lord, from the mind of the Lord on a daily basis? Sometimes we take what God is speaking for granted. We just undervalue it. We don't celebrate it as often. We don't thank God for what He is speaking. But the word that God speaks, it has the power to set us free. It has the power to elevate us. It has the power to cleanse us. It has the power to take out anything in us that is not going to be a blessing to us in the long run. Today, my prayer, my desire, my cry for my own life and for each and every one of you is that we will not take God's voice for granted. When God was speaking to the nation of Judah through the prophet Jeremiah, He is telling the nation how to discern between false prophets and true prophets. And He is telling the nation, saying, I didn't send these guys who are smooth talking and happiness talking and just goodness talking prophets. I'll tell you how to understand if I am speaking to you guys. And He gives this remarkable revelation in Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 29. He says, does not my word burn like fire, says the Lord? Is it not like the mighty hammer that smashes a rock to pieces? God is giving us an understanding of how to discern when God is speaking to us. It says that when God speaks, that word will burn like fire on the inside of us. Why does it have to burn like fire? Because God's word has a purifying effect on our bodies, on our souls, and our spirits. But the truth is that God speaks to so many of us and we don't experience that fire. We don't experience that purifying effect. We don't experience that ability to be consumed by God's word. Why is that so? It's because of our lack of revelation. If we would see God's word as something that carries fire, that carries the ability to just transform me completely and purify me completely and change my identity completely, then that is what I will experience. That's what I will receive from Him. But if my faith is just that God's word will just comfort me, will be like honey, will be like a smooth, a good word that I just need for my help from time to time, then that's all that you will receive. According to your faith, the word of God will be potent or impotent in your life. It is necessary that we keep our understanding open to know what is the effect that God's word can produce in our life? What is the change that God can bring about in our life when He releases a word? Every morning when you tune into this podcast, you need to have your expectations geared up. You need to ask the Lord to change you, to help you see things from a different perspective before you tune in, before you ask God to speak to you, because God's word can function as fire, can burn like fire, not just your external circumstances, but it can go deep, way deep, where it begins to separate between everything that is of the spirit and everything that is of the soul. And He brings a clear demarcation, a clear line of distinction. That is what God's word can do. He goes on to say, is it not like a mighty hammer that smashes a rock to pieces? God is saying, my word is not just a fire, but it's also a mighty hammer, a powerful hammer, a hammer that can break every person or every situation like a hammer breaks a rock into small, tiny pieces. The rock can be dangerous. The rock can hurt people. The rock can become a stumbling block. But once the hammer falls upon the rock, then the effect of the rock is reduced. Now, the presence of the pieces of the rock is still there, which you will have to deal with. You need to pick them up and throw them out. But the rock that you couldn't lift anymore, the burden that you couldn't lift anymore, the rock that stood in the way of your progress, that begins to be smashed every time God's word is poured into your life, every time you receive God's word as a mighty hammer. I don't know what you were expecting from the Lord this morning when you tuned in, but the Lord is saying, I'm releasing my fire and I'm releasing my mighty hammer. Are you ready to put everything in the line, to put everything in the way of God's word? If there are any impurities that you want God to burn with that fire, if there is any cleansing work that you want God to do, bring it in, because the fire is going to burn it off. If there is anything that you want the mighty hammer to break, to smash into pieces, if there is any doubt or unbelief or any perspectives that has become like this mighty rock in your head, just bring it in right now, because the word is falling on it and smashing it into pieces. What seemed like a big deal yesterday would not seem like a burden anymore, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray over your children, wherever they are tuned in from. I release the fire of your voice, the hammer behind your voice, into their lives, into their finances, into their relationships. Everything that needs to be consumed with fire, let it be so. And everything that needs to be smashed with a hammer, let it be so. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Hope this war blesses your spirit. Share this podcast to someone to bless their day. Contact us at pastorpreach.com. May you walk in his guidance through your day.